Masechet Avot Perek Vav, Mishnah Het. Here we'll list seven different blessings that are considered to be beneficial by people when they utilize the beracha for a good purpose. Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon ben Menaseh Omen Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Menaseh says in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Hanoi, beauty, Ve'akoach, strength, Ve'aoshed, wealth, Ve'akavod, honor, Ve'ahochma, wisdom, Vehazikna, vehaseva, old age and ripe old age, even older than that. That means 60 and above and then 70 and above. Vehabbanim and children. All of these seven different possible uses that could be great are na'ela sadikim vena'ela olam. They're fitting for the righteous and they're fitting for the world. What we say basically is all of these seven things could be used in a positive way or a negative way. Beauty, for example, if a person is handsome and he's admired by other people, they'll listen to what he has to say and he could positively influence them. But on the other hand, someone who has good looks, that could be a yitzhara and it could be used to get involved in immoral behavior. Strength. You could use your strength to protect the vulnerable or you could use it to take advantage of people and hurt them. Number three, wealth. If Hashem made you wealthy, you have the ability to use your money in the right way to support Torah, to commit acts of chesed, to do all good, or you could take your money and pursue nonsense in this world and buy expensive pleasures and desires and really do nothing substantial with it. Honor, if a person is honored by other people that listen to him. So when he says something, if it's going to influence in the right way, he's doing good. If he's telling them to do negative things, it'll be bad. Wisdom, chokhmah, if a person is wise and he uses his knowledge to teach Torah to other people, it's positive. But if he uses his knowledge in order to acquire improper honor that he doesn't deserve or to manipulate people, that would be a negative thing. Then we said old age and ripe old age. Zikna and seva, those are the additional years of life that Hashem blesses somebody with. If he uses his time wisely and he spends those days engaged in Torah and attaining Olam Haba, he's doing the right thing, but if he's just indulging in pleasure, then he's wasting his time. And lastly, children, banim, if a person raises his kids in the ways of Torah, he is doing something beneficial with his kids, but if he's allowing them to do whatever they want, then he is doing something negative. And we'll prove all of these from Pesukim. Shene emar ateret tif'eret seva bederech sedaka timaseh, like the Pasuk says, the crown of splendor is ripe old age and is going to be found on the path of the righteous. So over here we prove that old age is a quality that is something that could be done in a very positive way. And likewise, v'omit ateret hachamim osheram, the crown of the wise is their wealth. So here we see wealth could be a positive thing. V'omit ateret zekenim b'nei banim v'tif'el banim avotam, the crown of the elder is his grandchildren. We see from here that grandchildren who are being discussed are ones who obviously have fear of Hashem. And therefore, we praise these grandparents for raising the grandchildren, the children, and then the grandchildren in the right ways. And the glory of children is their parents. The splendor of youth is their strength. Strength is one of the praises that we mentioned. And the glory of elders is ripe old age, like we mentioned too. Old age, elders could be used to learn from and to listen to them and to spend their time doing the right thing. The moon is going to be humiliated and the sun is going to shine because Hashem is ruling on Mount Sion and Yerushalayim. There's going to be honor for his elders. So we see here honor as well is a positive thing. If people are listening to the rabbis and honoring them, then the Shekhinah is dwelling with the people, and that's the praise over here. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya Omer, Elu Sheva Midot Shemanu Hachamim Lasadikim, Kulam Nitkayemu Berebi Ubanav. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya says, these are the seven qualities that the rabbis listed as befitting for the righteous, and they were all found by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and his children, because they lived the life focused on Torah and using all of the gifts that Hashem gave them in a positive way, influencing people to follow the ways of the Torah.